Without further ado, Wes, come on, let's have it. National round of applause, please. Jews against Zionism. It's not easy for these guys, believe me. Yes, some of us are from Jews from white families and Jews, which was established to support the wider campaign for boycott by residents and sanctions, BDS, against all activities worldwide which collude with the Zionist colonization of Palestine. Mahmoud Sassak has become an eloquent voice globally for the support of political prisoners and for the boycott, especially of Israeli apartheid sports activities. BDS is essential for countering the role of the U.S. government and the European Union in supporting the Zionist colonization project. I'm talking about each in turn. Recently, the U.S. government pushed Israel and the Palestine National Guard into negotiations while denying all the preconditions that had been demanded by the PNA. Why did it accept the U.S. pressure? Because the PNA was set up in the first place, 2 decades ago, to be totally dependent on U.S. funds and CI support for one main aim, namely to suppress any resistance to the occupation. For the same reason, in the previous round of negotiations, the PNA was willing to negotiate away everything except their own jobs. As we eventually learned from the Palestine papers through WikiLeaks. In response to the latest start of negotiations, Palestinian communities worldwide have denounced them. They issued a statement saying, "We express our firm opposition to the resumption of Israeli-Palestinian negotiations under the U.S. auspices. This process is presided over by the U.S. government, which provides $3 billion annually in military aid to Israel." And specifically, R. Martin Indyk, former research director at the infamous Israeli lobby organization, the America-Israel Public Affairs Committee. This adds insult and injury. It makes clear that these negotiations will bring nothing but benefit to the Palestinian people. The Palestinian activist has been seeing it. Now Obama has appointed a wolf to broker a deal between another wolf and a chicken. Or he might have said, a lamb. We'll see how soon before the lamb gets fleeced. At best, these negotiations can serve as a decoy for the further colonization of Palestinian land and theft of their resources. Now I turn to the EU. Our taxes have been paying for the occupation through UK government support for Israel and for the European Union policies, which are less well known, and that's why I want to talk about it. The EU has been colluding in the occupation in many ways through aid programs which reinforce Palestinian independence, through preferential trade for Israeli goods, and through research programs which lead Israel billions of euros, as well as inside access to European research. Even worse, Israel shapes those research programs by turning all societal conflicts into so-called security problems, which then need surveillance systems, military systems, which can be used against anyone resisting oppression worldwide, including the Palestinians. For this reason, European Union, security grants, companies, governments, and universities support Israel's central role in the EU research program. But we have turned all that into a dilemma. The BDS campaign has embarrassed the European Union for funding Israel's activities, especially in the occupied territories. So the EU recently issued new rules. Namely, in order to participate in the research program, to obtain billions of euros, Israel must sign an undertaking in the occupied territories. Why such a rule? From the EU standpoint, they want to avoid any problems that you might create. They want to protect Israel's role in this program. How did Israel respond? Was it grateful? No way. Its response was outrage, for at least two reasons. One, such a declaration by Israel that no funds will go to the occupied territories is a political humiliation, especially for politicians who talk about the West Bank as if it were Judea and Samaria, as an integral part of Israel. Second, in practice, Israel and Palestine is already a single country for economic activities, for research activities, for theft of resources, for dumping pollution on the Palestinians, and so on. The 1967 borders make no difference except for the oppression of the Palestinians. We cannot know how this little conflict between the EU and Israel will be resolved. But we know that it shows that the BDS campaign has already been successful in pushing the state at least to limit the subsidy for the occupation. And this minor victory for us adds to more significant victories. It's significantly harming companies such as Yoli that polluted the Zionist colonization company. So from now on, any company or even government has to think twice about supporting that project. In order to free